USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is banning all gatherings of 50 or more people in New York to help stop the spread of coronavirus. He's also ordering gyms, casinos, and theaters to close at 8 o'clock tonight, as well as a ban on restaurants and bars taking in customers. The New York Democrat reminds everyone,
"We strongly advise that only services and businesses that are essential stay open. Grocery stores, gas stations, pharmacies."
Bars and restaurants in Illinois and Michigan are also set to close. The Supreme Court is postponing oral arguments for the rest of March. A statement from the High Court cites a growing coronavirus threat, and the White House is releasing new guidelines instructing Americans to avoid gatherings of more than 10 people for the next 15 days. This includes eating in restaurants, bars, and food courts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Trump administration is batting down what it says is a coronavirus rumor. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The National Security Council says there's no truth to a rumor that there's a national quarantine coming to combat the coronavirus outbreak. The NSC tweeting that, quote, text message rumors of a national quarantine are fake. There is no national lockdown. A senior Trump administration official telling Bloomberg News there's an ongoing effort to fuel public panic about the virus with the spread of misinformation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major resorts on the Las Vegas Strip are now closing in response to the spread of coronavirus. Wynn Resorts will close 2 of its luxury hotels on the Strip for 2 weeks, and the MGM Casino will cease operations on Monday and will close down properties on Tuesday. MGM will not take reservations for new arrivals prior to May 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As schools around the country close due to the coronavirus pandemic, many parents are wondering how much should they tell their children regarding the virus. Dr. Deborah Gilboa joins Fox News and says if you don't know how to answer a question, you should.
We give them the truth, but at the developmental level that they're ready. So short answers, don't tell them things you don't know or pretend or make things up, because they need first and foremost, when they're afraid, to know they can trust you to give them honest answers.
And as far as telling your kids if they're in danger, she says?
They are in danger from catching and spreading the illness, although it seems so far from data that they are in less danger, thank goodness, of dying from this illness. Mm-hmm. And you do tell them that there's danger, very much as you have made it clear to them the danger of running across the street without looking. You have to make the danger real and then focus on what they can do to be safe and keep others safe.
The Pentagon has canceled a multinational military exercise in Africa after initially announcing that the drill would be scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. U.S. Africa Command announced on Monday that Africa Lion 2020 would be canceled out of an abundance of caution. AFRICOM's largest exercise on the continent was to involve nearly 9,000 troops, including more than 4,000 U.S. service members. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.